now.
You're listening to the Yellow Rose, and we have our guest here, Warren Chaney, and wow, all these movies that you are telling me about, especially the one here in Houston in the building.
Yeah, with the SWAT team.
And the SWAT team.
We put our guns down, and we stayed very still. And then a lot of the police came up, but they just wanted to see the movie being shot. They were nice about it. But after that, I made sure that anytime we were doing a scene, I personally called to let the authorities know.
That's great. I understand that you are working on another film.
Just finished a show called America, A Call to Greatness. It was broadcast in January. It's going to be rebroadcast in July. It stars Charlton Heston, Mickey Rooney, President Reagan, President Bush, President Carter, former presidents. It's got about 14 major musical numbers. It was one of the larger shows that I've shotten over shotten taken over the years, and you know, I've done. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to do. We got to travel around. It's really a patriotic special, and there's drama involved. We did. In fact, I was told by the network that. That this is one of the largest, or is the largest, historical recreation show ever done. We recreate over 30 famous historical characters, and by that, I mean George Washington. We went to a great deal of pain to be sure that the makeup looked, that Washington looks like Washington, Roosevelt looks like Roosevelt, Lincoln looks like Lincoln.
I know, I came in the studio it was just awesome, the makeup and how well you did that. I was just in awe about that.
Well, it was, and it was really strange because we filmed a lot of it in blue screen. It's using the new digital processes that they have, and so it was hard on the actors. But as you know, you've seen the show, and at the very end, we have George Washington standing right in the middle of Valley Forge in 3 or 4 feet of snow. And so, but it was a lot of fun. And it was really, particularly when Lincoln came on, the actor was so good. He looked so much like Lincoln. Everyone had the feeling they were talking to Abraham Lincoln. And the same is true with George Washington. In fact, one of the producers from Disney who we were shooting it for, was so taken by George Washington, he invited him out for golf and dinner and everything else. And I came back the next day and he said, you know, I said, in my mind, he said, I thought I was going with George Washington. I said, but he took his makeup off. He was an actor.
Well, I remember you talking about there in the studio about where you was holding the flag up and you had all of those.
We did a huge number at the end of the show with Sandy Patty. I mean, this lady has lungs like, who is that famous singer, years ago? I'm having brain wipe. It's a disease of the industry. I'll think of it in a minute. Kate Smith, like Kate Smith. I mean, she can really sing, And she was doing the Star Spangled Banner. And I had 300 people. I lit 4 blocks of Liberty Square down at Epcot Center in Disney World in Florida. And at the very back, I had a 250-foot American flag rising. Now, you think that would be easy. First of all, the flag didn't want to go up straight. One time, one end of it would go up. The next time, the other end of it would go up. And it was just going up limp. So I got 16 kids, teenagers, that weren't worth standing around. I hired them. I sent one of my PAs out, production assistants out, to buy hair dryers. They stood behind. We built scaffolding, and they're blowing the flag with hair dryers in 3 different levels, 4 over, and it looks like so then the flag goes up, and it's got this soft roll to it, and looks really nice, spectacular.
Yeah.
And then the fireworks at the end. Of course, the fireworks we added in post production. You can do that today. You didn't have to worry about really setting them off.
I saw a little of that. You just did an incredible job.
Well,
and also on Phil Driscoll, I mean, that trumpet player, I've met him personally. He is quite a...
Wonderful. I mean, here's a guy, and he's a white dude with a black voice, and I always had the feeling I was listening to Ray Charles. But that's the way he sounds, and he talks, and he's a wonderful singer, and probably the best trumpet man in America. They were asking, members, people, some bands, some music groups, that were at one of the major music conferences last year, who they felt the best trumpet man was, best horn man. Almost universally, they said Phil Driscoll. So it was a lot of fun, you know, with him. And then I loved working with Charlton Heston. I mean, here's a guy that's, you know, you're working with Moses. I mean, what can you say?
Oh, right.
You know, I kept waiting for him to hand me the Ten Commandments. So you violated number three, number five. You know, it was
you also great. Had Bob Hope.
Well, we didn't have Bob Hope. He was going to do the close of the show, and Bob's very ill. I hope when I'm his age, he's in his 90s, that I can even do half of what he does. But he just was not able to do it. And so Gene Autry stepped in and did a wonderful job. In fact, he sings a new song. It's on the album. He still has a wonderful voice. I tell you, an amazing thing that happened to me. It was the best experience ever in my film life. I'm upstairs with Gene Autry. Now, Gene has been a major star. He was really, at one time, for 15 years, he was the number one box office draw in America. It's a record that's hasn't been held by anyone other than John Wayne. So he was a major factor. He has had many, many gold records, many, many hits. He still, his recordings, Columbia Tell Me, sell amongst the best of what they sell.
I know. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to the movies.
Oh, yeah, and he's known all over the world. And so we're upstairs in makeup. Now Gene is in his 80s. And we're upstairs in the makeup, and we're talking. And I said, Gene, I remember there was a patriotic song. I cannot recall what it was. It was in one of your movies. Now, he did 160-some movies, so, I mean, it's a lot of movies. He said, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember. And he started singing it. And he was singing to me and to the makeup artist. It was so moving. Mike Teilman was my production manager, and Mike has lived in Hollywood forever. He's very caustic, and I turned out and looked at him. He had tears coming down his eyes, and I felt something weak on my face. He was the most humble man. He got out on the set, and the very end of the show, he does the Pledge of Allegiance, and I won't tell names on the air, but you'd be surprised of the major stars that turned us down that were too proud to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Gene Autry is one of the biggest. He is the wealthiest man in California. He was proud to do it, and it's very moving on the set. I mean, he's really, really a nice man. And that was one of my best experiences ever in filming.
That's great. That's what's so wonderful, working with people and how down to earth they are. That's what's so beautiful, is how down to earth they are.
And when they are just so nice like that, it gives you good feelings. Sometimes you work with them and they're not. One of the early films I did sort of middle in my career, I used a young actor. He just won the Academy Award, and he was a pill. He was just the opposite, you know. Interesting thing, though, his career lasted. He was a big name at the time. His career lasted about 2 more years, 3 more years, and it was it. Now you don't even know what happened to him.
So there's been talk that in the future that it may be shown here in Houston, the premiere. Is that?
They premiered the Call to Greatness in New York and down in Orlando and over in L.A. But because we filmed part of it in Houston, they're going to have a screening here of it in advance of the second broadcast.
Oh, great. So all you listeners out there, we'll keep you informed on that so you can.
Well, if they're listening in Hawaii, it's going to be hard to come to Houston. But if they'll watch around in July, it'll be rebroadcast. I'll get a plug in. America, Call to Greatness, Charlton Heston, Mickey Rooney, Rita Moreno. Watch it.
What is the future? What do you have planned for the future in film?
Well, I had a company in the Netherlands that called me and wanted the video game rights for Behind the Mask, and I have all the sequel rights to that. I filmed it for a wonderful company called Sandpiper, it's just in the negotiation. I maintain the sequel rights, and I'm doing that. And I've been approached by a group that's interested in shooting a sequel to.
Great, really something, doing the video games, and you know, because understand in your Behind the Mask, there was not one curse word and not one drop of blood. That was really.
Yeah, I don't believe in it. I became really offended a few years ago. I went to see a film that was for kids, and they used the F word 50 or 60 times. It just disgusted me. And I now if I have it, I take the stuff out. I won't shoot a film with it at all.
Great. Well, we are so happy to have you on our show today, Warren. You really are an inspiration to all of those out there that are think they don't have talent. They have talent. And if Warren been here in Houston, I'm sure in Los Angeles.
It doesn't take talent to achieve, but it does take sticking to it. And if they stick to a dream long enough, that dream will happen, as long as they work at it.
Thank you again, Warren, and this is A Yellow Rose, and we hope to have Warren back on our show again.
Thank you very much.
Any comments made by the hosts and our guests are not necessarily the opinions of WTN, the producers, the sponsors, or this station.